Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Let us discuss the Pratipada, or the first step. Now I'm going to be using the pie chart throughout the series, as you can see over there on the screen, because this chart typically depicts all the particular tithis or lunar days of the month, the 15-day positive cycle on the bright side and the Krishna side on the waning side of the moon. So there is the chart on the upper side is showing all the waxing cycle till the full moon, as you can see, and going backward till the new moon or Amavasya. And that yellow highlighted portion shows the corresponding parts of the Krishna side and the Shukla side. So Pratipada has two parts. One is one day after the new moon. Okay. One is after the full moon, as you can see. So we'll rotate this two triangles through all the 15 and we will cover those. And first let me cover some general notes on Pratipada and then we will get to the details, because then you'll understand these things better, okay? Pratipada, the first, Prathama. Prathama means the first. The general qualities of both the Pratipadas. From the notes here, energetic quality. Pratipada is associated with the creation and new beginnings. It is a Nanda Tithi, or joyous category, ruled by fire element. Therefore, Brahma, traditionally said to grant blessings and enthusiasm, the enthusiasm to begin something new, is Pratipada. The presiding deity is Brahma, the creator, right? Everything in Vedas and Vedic astrology is about indication of what we are living as in the human world with the rest of the creation. So therefore, this indicates a potent creative impulse on this day whenever the Pratipada occurs. Note that Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the waxing moon, has very weak moon because it is just emerging from Amavasya or new moon, whereas Krishna Pratipada, which is first day after full moon, has still a very strong moon. There is a lot of illumination. This means the energy of Pratipada is more robust, while Shukla Pratipada is very fresh but subtle. Recommended activities. Auspicious undertakings are generally favored on Pratipada, especially on Krishna side, waning side, when the moon is stronger. Traditional texts consider Pratipada propitious for religious rituals, festivals, and ceremonial beginnings. For example, Chaitra Shukla Pratipada, you can Google that, is celebrated as a new year in some calendars, making an auspicious start. Weddings and other important family ceremonies also can be initiated if the Pratipada falls on an auspicious combination with a weekday, Friday for example. Venus, day of the Venus. Journeys or processions or starting new projects in modern context. If you want to start a new project, a business venture, or moving into a new home, which is called Griha Pravesh. Griha means house, Pravesh means entry. The day you enter your home, new home. Business or real estate transactions is also good, provided other factors are favorable. This is all conditional. Activities to avoid. During Shukla Paksha Pratipada, immediately after the new moon, it is advised to avoid major auspicious ceremonies like weddings, housewarmings or initiations. The moon is at its weakest illumination on this day, so the classical Muhurta Shastra suggests waiting at least second or third day of waxing before big ventures begin. In general, if Pratipada falls on a Tuesday or a Saturday, it may be less ideal because Tuesday is Mars and Saturday is governed by Saturn. You don't want to start new things on those days. For obvious reasons, they are malefic planets. If you must do something important on Shukla Pratipada, ensure other factors like weekday, nakshatra and so on. Ensure that this supported. Okay, there is nakshatra, a whole lot of playlist on the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology on this channel. Might go through that first. Minor routine tasks are fine on this day. Suggested mindset, enthusiasm and openness. Treat this day as a fresh start. In Shukla Pratipada, subtle energy. Cultivate patience and optimism as you set intentions for the new lunar cycle. In Krishna Pratipada, after the full moon, speak. Practice gratitude and gradual release. It's a good day to release. We just can't keep hoarding stuff. There's a universe of balance. So new moon provides us, after full moon speak, release of stuff. Thank you for everything that you have given me, universe. You know, building on the fullness achieved, calmly preparing for the waning phase. A devotional attitude perhaps, acknowledging motherly moon and divine creative energy Brahma can set up positive tone. Diet, considering Ayurvedas, begin the lunar cycle on a wholesome note. Favor fresh sattvic foods to symbolize a pure start. For example, fruits, fresh grains, ghee, digestible dishes. Some communities prepare special items on Shukla Pratipada. For instance, a mixture of neem jaggery in parts of India, signifying the acceptance of bitter and sweet in the new year. Avoid heavy or leftover food that would carry stagnant energy into the new cycle. Everything about Vedas and Vedic astrology is living, breathing kind of science. It's not a dead science in textbooks. We are living it every day. Because the moon is weak on Shukla Pratipada, your digestive fire might be a bit lower. Therefore, light, warm meals can be supportive. Hydrate well. No specific food instructions are mandated for Pratipada, but generally keeping a balanced, moderate diet is advised. Now let's get into the specifics. Now that we have finished the generalities of Pratipada, let us see Krishna Pratipada, the waning cycle. As you can see highlighted on the pie chart over there, eyes on the screen. This is also Ananda Tithi. It is also a new beginning, and these beginnings are better for inward focus. Let us see what are the contrasting elements between Krishna and Shukla part of it, isn't it? So the energy is still the same. Energy does not change. The deity is the same. Still there is the Brahma, there is the creative fire. So there is a stronger lunar light since it is just moving from full moon, the first step towards the new moon, yet it is turning inward. So the activities to do or the energy to do things will be consolidating gains, cataloging learnings, beginning gentle release of things. The whole idea which is taught in Vedic astrology and Vedas, to be honest, is about not to have too much attachments towards things, isn't it? Don't be sticky about things. What to do on Krishna Pratipada day? Do some reviews, do some audits, do some archiving. Make a list of gratitude, something which is very lacking and not taught in our schools. What are you grateful for? You have some clothes to wear, some smartphone or wherever you're watching this or listening to this. Gratitude. Be grateful to all the good things you have in your life. That's a good day to do this. Closing loops, any kind of loopy things you're going around with. Announce completions, document SOPs, standard operating procedures, set sunsetting timelines. Fire rites or Homa rituals, something that the world should practice really, not restricted to Hindus or India. Fire ceremonies for purification, for clarity, offering thanks to the cycle's fruits. So you have completed first half, come to the full moon, now you're beginning the new moon cycle. So it's a release energy, the beginnings of a release energy. What to avoid? Starting resource heavy ventures that need building momentum, because now the lunar energy is waning, isn't it? So your mind or the moon is waning. So don't start any resource heavy ventures. Scattered multitasking, avoid that. Don't do too much of multitasking in this half generally. Letting the fullness spill into a clutter. So there's a release energy. Understand this from that perspective. I'll let you read into it. Comment if you have something else. Major indulgences that dull discernment at turning inward. Whatever prohibits you from that energy. Suggested mindset would be, therefore, gratitude, stewardship, and tidy closure. It's a closing cycle, so you start closing things one by one. We shall see that through all the particular tithis. This is a beginning point. This is Ananda Tithi, the box under Brahma over there. Curate what continues. Let the rest go with dignity. So whatever continues, let it continue and be dignified with this. Be calm with this. Channel fire into focus and refinement rather than expansion. Supported diets now, sattvic balanced meals, simple khichdi. Khichdi is a lentil cooked steamed with rice which is consumed in India. It's supposed to be very good balance of carbs and proteins. Okay, you can look it up, you can GPT it, Google it, whatever. So khichdi is good. Warm soups also work well. Moderate oils and sweets, avoid overeating because it's a leftover. Don't have leftover stuff. Okay, as general principle. Gentle bitter veggies like greens of all kinds and turmeric to begin the light detox without strain. Everything is kind of tender in releasing factor now. Just like everything was tender in the beginning factor in Shukla Pratipada. So understand this Muhurta. Whenever this lunar cycle happens again, once a month it will happen. How are you taking advantage of it? How are you releasing stuff which you did in the first cycle till the full moon? That's the first Pratipada of Krishna's release. Okay. Next we shall do Dvitiya.